Should we go into the implications of that last statement? Or save it for the next show so we don't continuously short Proudhon? I'm wrestling with this question because in my mind right now I watch a scale. On one side is Marcuse's great hope for the system-privileged professionals of heart. And on the other, the impatience of the global state statesmen to be done with them. For I am convinced that the tale of Hansel and Gretel was written for them. These Plato's tribe power guys want a free hand to establish an open global totalitarianism. What gets in the way of them? We should consider what gets in the way of their doing that. So let's think more about that and elaborate next week. Infiltration, conscious planning by the few, acting in concert, acting in secret, amassing resources to bias the world, i.e., no state could control it. Ah, but the power guys want to preempt our argument that the state serves no advantageous purpose for us, we the people, with a bait and switch, and have their state subject re-engagement interception plan ready to hand. Quote from another article in the New York Times, and so it came to pass that in the winter of 2016, the world hit a tipping point that was revealed by the most unlikely collection of actors, Vladimir Putin, Jeff Bezos, Donald Trump, Mark Zuckerberg, and the Macy's department store. Who'd have thunk it? And what was this tipping point? It was the critical moment when we realized that a critical mass of our lives and work had shifted away from the terrestrial world to a realm known as cyberspace. That is to say, a critical mass of our interactions had moved to a realm where we're all connected, but no one's in charge. After all, he says with, you could feel the panic implied, after all, there are no stoplights in cyberspace. Wonder what he's suggesting is his solution. And yet this realm is where we now spend increasing hours of our day. And that is a quote from Online and Scared from Thomas Friedman, the New York Times of January 11, 2017. Infiltration, conscious planning by the few, acting in concert, acting in secret, amassing resources to bias the world, i.e. no state could control it. And in fact, it is not the official actions of official states that determines the bias of the world. And so the concerns that we have here in this space, we never hear about those in the New York Times. The current reality of the bureaucratic, totalitarian, global order, which sets the real conditions for our lives, is the real game we're kept from discussing and therefore from protecting ourselves from. The protectionist state, which is a notion we're going to be returning to in our reading from Proudhon, is an oxymoron in these current conditions. I ask again, for the purpose of discussion, is it really necessary to unweave the tangled web of deception by deceivers cast to catch the people in a lifetime of confusion, for us to know we are not free? Wherein lies the highest practicality of effort for we determined to establish freedom for all humanity forever? Prince, our ultimate strategist, said, if the White House is black, we gotta take the radio back. That's from a song we posted for our January 8, 2017, last week's show, Old School Company, on his CD, MPL Sound, 2009. Do you hear Nicola shouting, serious? Yes, take it back, like yesterday, people. I invented radio and EMF weapons for the cause of peace. to help us all get free, not to deepen your slavery. And let's not forget, with his stationary wave method, all we need is a radio tuning unit, a ground connection, and a metal rod extending up over the height of your house for you to have all the free electricity you need. Let's think about this in the context of Prince's overall strategy, what I've been calling holism, and he calls sexuality or the realization of love or freedom. And I would concur with all those terms as synonyms for holism, the reintegration of mind, body, and spirit, once we establish our own definitions. And Alice Miller calls vitality, or the true, authentic self, and which Proudhon views as the full development of reason into morality, which is also a reintegration of what he calls instinctive feelings consciously. In so doing, concurring with Alice that the problem is the splitting off from ourselves once power is embedded in the totalitarian institutions it establishes to accomplish this. The splitting off from ourselves of our earth-given gifts of love and empathy, and an independent from powers, totalitarian institutions, thought process. Alice adds additionally that this split-off self is then despised. Despised, redefined as weakness, and projected onto targeted, systematically disempowered groups. A perhaps too wordy way to say that our resistance is adoring our body, experiencing and expressing joy with each other. A joy sent out into the open air and sweetly sung in loving, respectful liaisons.